Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. This invasive species is making its mark in Alaska, and its impact is much bigger than you think. The European green crab, scientifically known as the Carcinus manus, measures underwhelmingly at only about 3 inches across its shell, also known as its carapace. Despite its name, European green crabs aren't always green. They range in colors from darker olive green to brown or gray with yellow patches. They have 5 spines outside both of their eyes and 3 in between. Native to Europe, their journey across the Atlantic has turned into a concerning spread, specifically along the shores of Alaska. Now, why should we be worried? Firstly, these crabs are prolific breeders, meaning that these crabs have high fertility rates and can reproduce more than once a year. A single female crab can give birth to up to 250,000 eggs and can do so twice a year. This means that green crab populations have the ability to skyrocket, making it difficult for ecosystems to sustain and adapt to their presence. Their larvae travel as plankton, giving them the ability to hitch a ride in new ecosystems and environments with ease. Once these crabs settle, they become effective predators. Their diet is extremely diverse, including clams, oysters, mussels, barnacles, worms, and so on. Young clams, in particular, are extremely vulnerable to these crabs. European green crabs can dig up to 6 inches into the seafloor, and on average can consume up to 40 clams a day, significantly impacting clam populations. European green crabs are also situationally cannibalistic. They engage in aggressive actions not only between themselves, but also towards other native juvenile crab species, such as the Dungeness crab. As adults, a European green crab poses no threat, predator-wise, that is, to an adult Dungeness crab, as a full-grown Dungeness is about 6.5 inches across its carapace, which is twice the size of a fully grown European green crab. Despite this, if both crabs are in their juvenile stage, a juvenile European green crab will eat a juvenile Dungeness. Additionally, the impact of European green crab goes beyond predation and competition. Eelgrass beds, a vital habitat for juvenile salmon, Pacific cod, other fish, and various shellfish, are being destroyed by these crabs. They uproot the eelgrass beds as they search for food, leading to habitat loss for the fish that live there. These fish rely on these beds for their habitat complexity, nutrient cycling, and their role as a food source for many marine species. The loss of these valuable habitats could have cascading effects throughout the food web, causing a decline in the marine species that once called the beds home. We, as Alaskans, are reliant on the fishing industry, not only for its ability to feed our communities, but also for its ability to support us economically. So, what can we do about it? Awareness is extremely important. By highlighting the risk and dangers that European green crabs pose to our ecosystems, we can work towards finding new or even improving already implemented management strategies to control or even mitigate their spread. Anyone can contribute to the management of European green crabs. It doesn't have to be something elaborate. Something as simple as looking out for crab molts the next time you walk along the beach is extremely helpful, even if it seems insignificant. If you spot a European green crab or think you see one, it's crucial to report your findings. You can text or call the Alaska Invasive Species Hotline at 1-877-INVASIVE or 1-877-468-2748. Again, that's 1-877-INVASIVE or 1-877-468-2748. Early detection is the key to combating this invasive species. The Kachemak Bay Research Reserve offers classes where they teach you how to identify European green crabs. Additionally, they also offer opportunities for individuals to join early morning crab trapping, located at Pier 1 Beach. These opportunities for involvement are posted regularly on their website. I want to especially thank Jasmine Maurer for her unwavering commitment to the management of invasive European green crabs and her willingness to share her knowledge and expertise with me through an interview. This is Haley Herman, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.